All right, guys, that's enough selling for today. Now you get to hear my story, my goals, a little bit of what unique means, and how you're going to get value through this podcast. Enjoy. What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for joining me on the first segment of the Michael Riley Experience ever. So I've done podcasts before, one podcast, but I've never done my own podcast, and that's what I've started doing with this. And so for today's podcast, I want to keep it probably within 10 to 15 minutes, and I want to cover why I'm doing this. I'll go through my story. I know some of you might have heard it, so bear with me. What I've learned and what experience I've had from my story and how that can help you. And then just one little tip that has really helped me figure out a couple things and that has led me down a really good path, I think. So just first off, want to start off by getting into my story a little bit. So I was born in Miami, Florida, and I am originally from a Colombian descent. So both of my parents are born in Colombia. And if you backtrack a little bit more, my descendants are from England. That's why my name is Michael Riley, and I am Colombian. So that's a fun fact, a very English and American name, but I am in fact Hispanic, and I speak both languages fluently. So I grew up, and when I was 4 years old, I started playing baseball, and that really became one of the most important parts of my life, I would say, growing up. And that's where really my whole story, and that's where really like the core of my story is in baseball, really, because I would say from the ages of 4 to 18, baseball was pretty much my life. It was pretty much my identity. It was what I did. It was what everybody knew about me. I had talent, so people knew that. And everyone kind of just knew me as a baseball player, which I would say around the time I was in high school started to get a little bit old sometimes. I started figuring out that, you know, I really liked my academics. I wanted to have a successful career one day outside of baseball, in business, or doing something different. And I would say around junior year, I started really figuring out that I wanted people to know me for something different, something other than baseball. And that was really tough on me because baseball was my identity, right? So feeling like I was going to be outside my identity and outside of that comfort zone was something that was tough in my thoughts. And really with that whole process just really taught me a ton. I, you know, began experiencing some difficulty just kind of knowing myself and knowing my identity. And it was tough because I had some family members in my ears going at me and telling me that, you know, college baseball was where I had to go and kind of making me believe that that's what I needed to do because that was who I was and I had the talent to do it. And that was great. And I enjoyed doing it. So I would say the most important part of my story started in college or right before college, actually the summer before college started when I finally got recruited to play baseball. After having a ton of injuries my high school career, I finally got recruited once I graduated that June. And, you know, throughout that whole process, there was times where I was really motivated and really excited that I was going to play in college. And then there was other times where I said, what am I doing? Is this really what I want to do? Which I think is normal to an extent for everybody. But once I got into college, you know, I started playing D1 baseball. It was a ton of work, which was a really good part of it, very disciplined. And unfortunately, I continued to have injuries. I was hurt in the fall. I pulled my hamstring. I hurt my arm, kind of a little bit of everything. And throughout that whole process, I would say the second semester of my freshman year was when I really, really decided that I loved business and I loved other things outside of baseball. And I was really ready for a change. But I kind of kept all of that inside because I knew that it was going to be tough to tell, especially my dad, who was really always pushing me, always motivating me to continue playing despite of my injuries, despite of the difficulties, which is something I'll always appreciate. He always supported me, went to every single one of my practices. My freshman year spent a ton of time up here just watching me play and practice, which I'll be grateful for that forever. And I'll never forget that about him. And that's something that I'm going to give my kids one day also. But it got to a point where I just said, you know what? it's going to be tough to continue living this life for him and for someone else. You know, I want to do something that really makes me happy, something that I'm proud of, something that gets me excited and that I feel like I'm progressing and meeting really cool people and doing cool things. And so around that time, I was hurting my arm a lot. I was pretty much not playing. I couldn't do anything. And I started networking. I started speaking with people on LinkedIn in so many different career paths, from banking to consulting to all these different professionals. And I really found out that management consulting and strategy consulting was something that I really loved. And it was very challenging. And you get to travel a lot. You get to attack a bunch of different business problems, work in a team setting, which I think is really, really cool. And you get exposure to a ton of high-level executives at a bunch of bunch of the top companies in the world, and you're pretty much solving business problems for them. So that really, you know, I would speak to these professionals, and it would relate to me a ton. I would love it. You know, my eyes would light up when I would hear these people speak about it. And so that's when I knew that that's what I wanted to do. So, also around that time, I had to make a decision as to what I wanted to do in terms of baseball. Now that I knew I had this passion, something that I really liked and that I wanted to pursue, and that I knew I had to put a lot of time into to be successful at the consulting career, I really had to figure out what I wanted to do with baseball. And so, you know, I continued to have injuries. This was the summer between my freshman and sophomore year of college. And I knew that in my heart, I had decided, you know, that I didn't want to continue playing, but it was tough to say, it was tough to verbalize, it was tough to tell my family, especially my dad, that that's the decision that I wanted to make. And there was just a ton of indecisiveness inside of me that was really, really hard. It was a really, really tough time deciding, thinking through both scenarios, deciding which one would give me a better future, which one was going to put me in the position that I wanted to be in 10 or 15 years. And so throughout that whole process, I really grew a lot. And I think baseball in general just helped me grow so much, because in baseball, you fail and fail and fail. And in my career, it was almost like I failed even more, because with injuries, with getting cut from teams and all these different situations, I failed a ton. And it really helped me grow a lot. And so this decision of continuing to play or not was definitely something that helped me grow even more. But towards the end of the summer, I had spoke with my coach and I really told him, I was honest. I said, hey, you know, I this is how I feel. I would like to take this year off and figure out, number one, get healthy. And number two, kind of figure out what I want my next move to be. And now it's February of 2019. So I'm in the second semester of my sophomore year and I don't regret it at all. It was a really tough decision to make, but I've never been happier. This path has led me to so many things that I would have never thought of, like speaking to this microphone right now on a podcast is something that I would have never imagined in a million years that I would have done. And I'm sure that's how I'll feel a year from now and 2 years from now when I do something totally different or when I'm doing something new. But I think the biggest takeaway that I learned there is that sometimes you just have to let go of what other people want for you and just really follow your heart, follow your passion, follow what you want to do. And that'll take you to where you're supposed to be. So that's, you know, it's a lot easier said than done, but that's really what I took from it, is that I was able to make my own decision. And it has let me grow so much for me. You know, it has helped me grow, and the person that I was supposed to be has started to come out. So today I'm doing this podcast, but I started a consulting club at Seton Hall University, which has taken up a lot of time, and I've been able to help a lot of people, and we're offering pro bono consulting services to small businesses in the area. So that's something really cool that I've been able to do, and my grades have never been better. And I'm really excited for the future and for what's to come. And this summer I'll be with PricewaterhouseCoopers, PwC, doing an internship in New York. So that just goes to show that, you know, I started in baseball in college thinking I wanted to play professional maybe one day, and now I'll be in a really tall glass tower in New York City working for one of the largest firms in the world. So it's just a really, really big switch, but it's been really cool to see, you know, my life evolve over the past year or so to what it's, you know, what it's now, what it is now. So it's just really cool to see. But through my entire story and through everything that I've been through, there's about five or six things that have really that I've learned and that I want to teach you guys and show you guys how to overcome and how to get to that point where you feel like me and you feel like you're happy and you're doing what you love and what you're passionate about. So those things are number one. I learned to overcome a ton of obstacles and challenges through injuries and through the sport and through getting to play D1 baseball. Number two, I failed a ton throughout my career, from striking out 3 times in a game to getting cut my freshman year and my sophomore year from varsity baseball. From, number three to going away from home for college, which is something that a lot of people are kind of indecisive about. A lot of homesickness to go along there and being in the cold, which is completely different than the Miami weather. Also, I've made a really, really tough decision and probably the biggest decision of my life before I was 20 years old. So that's something that I've learned a ton from and that I want to teach you guys, because I know you guys and a lot of you are going through similar situations. It may not be with a sport. It could be with something different, but I want you guys to know that, I support you guys and the decisions that you want to make and that you know what you want for yourself. You know, you may be immature, you may not be 40 years old, but you do know what your heart wants. You're the only person that knows that. And so that's what I want to help you guys figure out. Also, I found my career interest, my passion, what I want to do. And so that's a really cool experience that I've been able to reach that I also want to teach you guys about. And also I've been able to slowly work on not paying attention to other people's opinions and just living me and being myself. If you'd asked me if I was doing this 10 years ago, I would have never thought that I'd be speaking to a microphone on a podcast and posting all these YouTube videos and doing all these things. But I think that I'm just bringing a lot of value to people through my experience. And even though I'm so young, I still think that I have a lot of value to give, and that's what I want to do. And then finally, I just want to use this platform that I'm building now to help other people, along this journey. I would just want to say a quick disclaimer, and that's that if you're my age or older and you feel like your life is crumbling and that you're nowhere near where you think I am, I just want to stop that thought right there, because my life does crumble probably on a weekly basis. It's not easy to be juggling so many different things. I do struggle a lot. It's not a perfect life, but I know that when I go to sleep at night, I'm doing what I love and I've found the purpose. And so even if that happens for you at 25 or at 30, as long as it happens and as long as you have direction and as long as you're looking for it, that's really all that counts and all you can ask of for yourself. Some people are going to experience this when they're 13 and they decide to be an astronaut. Some people are going to experience this when they're 28 and start a multi-million dollar startup. So I would just like to make sure that we're all on the same page about that, and that even though it may seem like I have it all figured out, I really don't. And I know there's still a lot to grow. I'm just on a different place in the process, if you would say. I'm in a different part of the process than other people, and everyone is unique. And so that brings me to my last topic, and I don't want to go over 15 minutes by too much, but unique is something that I came up with and I'm probably going to make t-shirts of, and it is Y-O-U. Unique. So unique, but spelled with a U, Y-O-U at the beginning. And so what I really mean by that is that everybody is unique. My story is that, I'm from Miami, Division I baseball, and now business and all these different things. And as long as you learn what that story is, you create it, you form it, you really think through it, and you learn how to communicate it, your potential is unlimited. I think that, understanding that your story has a ton of value and that you are different and that you are unique and that you do bring a lot of value is something so important, because it gives you so much confidence. Maybe some of us don't have the most tragic story in overcoming it, or maybe we did live a decent life when we were young or whatever. Whatever it is that you lived, you're unique. No one else lived it. And so as long as you understand how you can craft that story and communicate it, you'll be able to be successful when it comes to networking with people, when it comes to selling yourself or whatever it is, when it comes to creating music if you're an artist, when it comes to writing a poem. As long as you understand who you are and where you come from and what your story is, you can communicate it in whatever way you want. And so it's just really important to just understand that you are unique, that you are different, and that your story does bring a lot of value. And I just want to make that very clear, because I think your story is your most powerful weapon, and that's the one thing that's unique to you, is your story. And so I challenge you guys over this next week or so, or whatever the time period is, to just try to figure out what that story is, how you are unique, because you are unique. I promise you, you are. Not anybody has done the things you've done or has grown the way you did. And so once you find that story and find that value that you have and that you can add to a company, or that you can add through your music or to society or helping people or whatever it is, that's when you'll really start finding your purpose and you'll start executing it. So the first thing is to figure out and to understand that your story is unique and that you do have value and that you are different. Then it is figuring out what your purpose is to do with your story and what your purpose is for your life and kind of everything that goes along with that. And then once you figure out your purpose, it's executing it. So it's those three simple steps. They're definitely not simple. They're a lot more complex than that. But if I had to look at it from the big picture, it's understanding that you're unique and you have a unique story. Then it's figuring out your purpose and, you know, why you grew up that way and why it's brought you to where you are now. And then executing that purpose through whatever it is, whether it's creating music and impacting the lives of people, whether it's going on mission trips or whatever it is. That's, I think, where the key to happiness is, you know, figuring out who you are and then executing it and helping other people, or just being happy yourself, or whatever that means to you. So what's to look forward to with this podcast? I'm going to be doing a lot of motivational stuff, a lot of helping students with their careers and trying to get them to that level where they fall in love with a career and with an industry or whatever it is, with a profession. Also, I want to do a lot of college reviews and asking students at different universities to kind of tell me the ins and outs of their school so that we can help high school students pick their university and what, you know, where they want to go, because I think that decision process is really tough and it could be made easier if they had the thoughts and the experiences of students at those universities. And also hopefully getting some really cool industry professionals, whether it's the founders of, you know, growing startups or whatever it is. I want to give you guys that full journey of finding out what school you want to go to, all the way through finding out what career you want to get into, and giving you opportunities to get that, you know, to get and be successful at that career. So that's wraps up the first episode of the Michael Riley Experience. This is a very long intro session, but I wanted to do this to kind of set a foundation for the rest of the podcast. Now you guys know me, you guys know my goal with this, and you also know that you are unique and that you have to figure out what that means to you and what your story is and learn how to communicate it. And that's when I think you'll find a lot of purpose and be really happy. See you guys soon.